Section. Introduction. In this section, we will discuss recent research findings that highlight a limitation of transformer models in expressing sequential computations effectively. It has been revealed that transformers struggle with basic state tracking tasks, such as composing sequences of permutations, which are tasks that simple recurrent neural networks, RNNs, can handle effortlessly. State space model, SSM, architectures have been proposed as an alternative to transformers, aiming to match the expressive power of RNNs in dealing with inherently stateful and sequential problems. However, the question arises, can SSMs truly excel in solving sequential and state tracking problems that transformers find challenging? If so, this would be a significant advantage of SSMs, as state tracking is crucial for tasks like language modeling, chess playing, code evaluation, and entity tracking in narratives. This potential advantage could pave the way for further exploration of SSM architectures as the next generation of large language models, LLMs. Our study reveals that the perceived stateful nature of SSMs does not actually enhance their expressive power. Contrary to the belief that SSMs are as capable as RNNs in state tracking, we theoretically demonstrate that linear and Mamba-style SSMs, like transformers, struggle with inherently sequential problems, including state tracking tasks like composing permutations that RNNs handle with ease. Our experiments validate our theoretical findings. Both transformers and SSMs fail to learn how to compose permutations with a fixed number of layers, whereas RNNs can achieve this with just one layer. This indicates that arguments favoring SSMs over transformers due to their recurrent nature or state tracking abilities are unfounded. The SSM architectures we investigate are fundamentally limited in state tracking and recurrent computation, similar to transformers. We establish the theoretical limitations of linear SSMs and similar models by showing that they belong to a specific complexity class, indicating their inability to solve inherently sequential problems, including state tracking tasks like permutation composition. This fundamental limitation implies that SSMs may struggle with real-world state tracking challenges, such as chess playing, code evaluation, and entity tracking in narratives. While previous claims suggested that linear SSMs could simulate general recurrent models capable of handling permutation composition, our analysis under realistic conditions with a limited number of layers reveals that SSMs cannot replicate the recurrent behavior of RNNs. Our empirical investigations further support the idea that SSMs, including Mamba-style SSMs, and transformers face challenges in solving permutation composition state tracking problems with a fixed number of layers, unlike simple RNNs. We also find that both transformers and SSMs encounter difficulties compared to RNNs in less complex state tracking tasks beyond permutation composition. This suggests that SSMs may struggle not only with challenging state tracking problems but also with simpler variants. Lastly, we propose two minimal enhancements to linear SSMs that boost their expressive power in state tracking, enabling them to solve permutation composition tasks. However, these enhancements may come at a cost, potentially affecting parallelism and learning dynamics. It remains an intriguing question whether it is feasible to develop SSM-like models with enhanced expressivity for state tracking while maintaining strong parallelizability and learning dynamics, or if these objectives are fundamentally conflicting. Section summary. In this section, we explore the limitations of state-space model, SSM, architectures compared to transformers and recurrent neural networks, RNNs, in solving inherently sequential problems like composing permutations. Despite the belief that SSMs have advantages in state tracking similar to RNNs, our theoretical and empirical findings show that linear and Mamba-style SSMs, like transformers, struggle with state tracking tasks that RNNs can handle easily, highlighting the need for further research to enhance SSMs' expressivity for state tracking while maintaining efficient learning dynamics. Section: Numeric data type. In this section, we analyze the circuit complexity of neural networks by focusing on the numeric data type used in their computations. The data type, denoted as 37 number 37, is characterized by the number of bits used to represent numbers. For example, non-negative integers use 39 hash 39 bits, signed integers use 41 hash 41 bits, and FP16 uses 42 number 42 bits. Our main results, THM, S4, THM, S6, hold for any data type 37 number 37 that allows three specific operations to be efficiently parallel computable. When 37 number 37 is a finite precision data type with a fixed number of bits, e.g., 16 or 64, these operations are easily parallel computable. However, finite precision data types limit the expressive power of neural architectures, motivating the use of parameterized data types that can represent any number with a large enough parameter. For instance, when 37 number 37 represents 44 number 44 bit integers, all required operations are efficiently parallel computable. In practice, neural models use floating point numbers with fewer than 44 hash 44 bits. Specifically, we consider log precision floating point models, which we show satisfy the necessary properties. A log precision float with a fixed constant 45 number 45 is a tuple of signed integers totaling 46 hash 46 bits, representing a value 51 number 51. Unlike integers, arithmetic operations on log precision floats are not closed, meaning the result may not be exactly representable. Therefore, we define approximate versions of these operations for log precision floating point arithmetic. We define approximate iterated addition for log precision floats, which is computable efficiently. Additionally, we extend the concept of iterated multiplication and matrix powering to any data type 37 number 37, treating numbers as reals, performing exact arithmetic, and casting the output back to 37 number 37. By showing that iterated product and matrix powering over log precision floats are computable efficiently, we establish that log precision floats meet the required properties. This analysis sheds light on the limitations of transformers in terms of circuit complexity, showing that certain problems are inherently sequential and cannot be solved by transformers. Section summary. In this section, we delve into the analysis of neural network circuit complexity, focusing on the impact of the data type used in computations. The study emphasizes the importance of efficiently parallel computable operations in various data types, such as finite precision and log precision floats, to understand the limitations and expressivity of neural architectures, particularly transformers, in solving complex problems within the defined complexity classes. Section: State Tracking. In this section, we will discuss state tracking. State tracking involves updating the state of the world based on a sequence of instructions, and the goal is to determine the final state after all updates are applied. By looking at state tracking from a circuit complexity perspective and combining it with insights from algebraic formal language theory, we can analyze the types of state tracking problems that sequential state machines, SSMs, can handle. This analysis helps us identify state tracking problems that may be too complex for SSMs to solve efficiently. State tracking can be viewed as a word problem on a finite monoid, where different updates to the world are represented as elements in the monoid. Solving the state tracking problem is equivalent to computing the product of a sequence of these elements. For example, in a monoid where addition is modulo 2, the state tracking problem involves determining the parity, even or odd, of a string, such as a sequence of updates for a light switch. Not all state tracking problems are equally difficult to solve. Some problems, like computing parity, are relatively easy and fall within a certain complexity class, 2 number 2, while others are much harder and require more computational resources to solve, 6 number 6 complete. The complexity of a state tracking problem depends on the algebraic structure of the underlying monoid. For instance, it has been shown that the word problem of every finite non-solvable group is 6 number 6 complete, indicating the difficulty of solving such problems. One example of a 6 number 6 complete word problem is the symmetric group on 5 elements, which deals with permutations. Tasks like tracking chess moves or evaluating code also involve similar complexities and cannot be efficiently expressed by models in the 2 number 2 complexity class. To address these complex state tracking problems, models need to be able to process longer sequences of inputs. In this paper, we focus on studying the word problem on the alternating group on 5 elements as a simpler alternative to the symmetric group. By comparing it to other baseline groups like a solvable non-abelian group and an abelian group encoding addition modulo a prime number, we aim to understand the difficulty of learning their word problems based on the complexity of their group multiplication operations. Furthermore, we demonstrate how state tracking problems, such as tracking chess moves, can be mapped to the word problem of the symmetric group on five elements. This mapping shows that chess state tracking is also 6-number-6 complete, highlighting the complexity of such tasks. By establishing these connections between abstract algebra and state tracking problems, we gain insights into the computational challenges posed by different types of state tracking scenarios. Section summary. In this section, we explore state tracking problems, where updates to the world state are specified in a sequence, and the goal is to determine the resulting state after applying these updates. By viewing state tracking through a circuit complexity lens and leveraging insights from algebraic formal language theory, we can analyze the capabilities of sequential state machines, SSMs, in solving different state tracking tasks. Through the concept of word problems on finite monoids, we can understand the complexity of state tracking, with examples like the parity problem and the 6-number-6 completeness of certain word problems, such as those related to non-solvable groups like 3-number-3, which have implications for tasks like tracking chess moves or evaluating code. Section. In this section, we show that the convolutional form of an SSM can be simulated in 2-number-2. Assuming the convolutional form of the model computes the same function as the recurrent form, this implies that SSMs, in whatever parameterization, cannot solve inherently sequential problems, despite their appearance of recurrence and statefulness. We first show containment in 2-number-2 for the simple non-gated variant of generalized S4 models, THM, S4, and then show that the proof goes through for generalized S6 models as well, THM, S6. The main idea in both proofs is that matrix powering can be computed in 2-number-2, and computing the convolutional form of an SSM can essentially be reduced to matrix powering. In this section, we demonstrate that we can simulate the convolutional form of a state space model, SSM, in 2-number-2. If the convolutional form of the model computes the same function as the recurrent form, it means that SSMs cannot solve inherently sequential problems, despite appearing to have recurrence and statefulness. We first prove containment in 2-number-2 for the simple non-gated variant of generalized S4 models and then extend the proof to generalized S6 models. The key idea in both proofs is that matrix powering can be computed in 2-number-2, and simulating the convolutional form of an SSM can be essentially reduced to matrix powering. For any SSM with the S4 architecture, there exists a 2-number-2 circuit family that can compute the same function as the SSM's convolutional form. To prove this, we construct a 2-number-2 circuit family to simulate a single layer and then replicate this circuit multiple times to simulate the full SSM. This can be done with minimal additional space by keeping track of the current input gate's index. By leveraging the properties of matrix powering and fixed arity arithmetic over floats, we can compute the necessary operations to simulate the SSM effectively. Similarly, for any SSM with the S6 architecture, there exists a 2-number-2 circuit family that can compute the same function as the SSM's convolutional form. By utilizing iterated matrix multiplication and scalar multiplication, we can compute the required operations in 2-number-2. This extends the proof to show that SSMs, like transformers, can only express solutions to problems in the class 2-number-2, limiting their ability to solve complex problems beyond this class. Our results indicate that SSMs have limitations in state tracking capabilities compared to RNNs, as they cannot solve certain hard problems like evaluating Boolean formulas or graph connectivity. While RNNs can easily express such problems, SSMs fall short in this aspect. To enhance the expressive power of SSMs and bridge the gap with RNNs, we propose two simple extensions: adding nonlinearity to make SSMs more like RNNs or allowing input-dependent matrices to make SSMs more like weighted finite automata, WFA. Section summary. In this section, we demonstrate that the convolutional form of a state space model, SSM, can be simulated in 2-number-2. By showing that SSMs cannot solve inherently sequential problems, Even though they appear to have recurrence and statefulness, we establish limitations on their capabilities. Our proofs for both the simple non-gated variant of generalized S4 models and generalized S6 models rely on the computation of matrix powering in 2 number 2, which is crucial for reducing the convolutional form of an SSM to matrix powering. Section: Via nonlinearities. In this section, we explore different ways to enhance the expressive power of sequential state machines, SSMs. We can achieve this by introducing n-onlinearities or by making the transition matrices input-dependent. When we add n-onlinearities to the output of an SSM layer, it transforms into a recurrent neural network, RNN, SSM. This modification allows the RNN SSM to effectively solve various tasks, including recognizing regular languages. On the other hand, by making the transition matrices input-dependent, we introduce a new type of SSM called the weighted finite automaton, WFA, SSM. Unlike traditional SSMs, the WFA SSM computes an iterated product of matrices instead of raising a matrix to a power. This unique characteristic gives the WFA SSM additional expressive power, enabling it to recognize a broader range of languages. We demonstrate that both the RNN SSM and WFA SSM can recognize regular languages, including the word problem, by leveraging their specific properties. The RNN SSM simulates deterministic finite automata through transition monoid constructions, while the WFA SSM utilizes input-dependent transition matrices to enhance its computational capabilities. These extensions of SSMs, as shown in the theorems presented, expand the model's ability to tackle complex state tracking problems beyond what traditional SSMs can handle. However, the practical feasibility of implementing these advanced SSM variants raises concerns regarding parallelism and learning dynamics, which need to be carefully considered for real-world applications. Section summary. In this section, we explore two ways to enhance the expressive power of sequential state machines, SSMs. Firstly, by introducing n-onlinearities via nonlinearities, we can create RNN SSM layers that can recognize regular languages efficiently. Secondly, by incorporating input-dependent transition matrices via input-dependent transition matrices, we introduce WFA SSM layers that can recognize languages beyond what traditional SSMs can handle, albeit with potential challenges in parallelizability on modern hardware. Section: Learning dynamics. In this section, we examine whether the learning dynamics of the SSM variants are as effective as the original SSM. We are concerned that the WFA SSM, in particular, may face issues with vanishing gradients due to the iterated product of matrices. This concern also applies to the S6 architecture, where selective gating involves computing an iterated product of scalars. After discussing the theoretical limitations of SSMs for state tracking, we conduct empirical tests to see how well SSMs can learn tasks, focusing on solving word problems for groups. Since these problems are complex and both transformers and SSMs can only handle simple functions, models need a dynamic depth that increases with the input length to solve them effectively. We set up the word problems as a token tagging task, where models receive a sequence of elements from different groups and predict the result of multiplying the first elements together at each step. By treating the problem as a tagging task, models receive more guidance during training, making it easier for them to learn the correct function. We train models on sequences of increasing length and evaluate their accuracy on a validation set. Our results show that single-layer RNN and IDS4 models can learn the word problem for long sequences from all groups. In contrast, transformer, S4, and Mamba models require more layers as the sequence length increases to achieve high accuracy on the validation set for non-commutative groups. From this, we draw three main conclusions.